Word of mouth.
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 Word of
mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott, and Oscar weekend is here. The youngest and oldest nominees in Academy Award history are both in the running for the Best Actress category this year. Quvenzhané Wallace was 6 when she made Beasts of the Southern Wild. She's now 9. 86-year-old Emmanuelle Riva is nominated for Amour. Neither is considered a frontrunner, which may be just as well for them. Salon.com entertainment reporter Danielle D'Addario recently looked into the post-Oscar skids of several winning actresses, leading to the question of whether there is an Oscar curse. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I guess we could begin to ask whether there is a post-Oscar curse for actresses with this question. Mira who?
Exactly, yeah. There's at least a lot of anecdotal evidence, because I paused for a second even to wonder who you were talking about.
Mira Sorvino won for, she was in a Woody Allen film, what, Best Supporting Actress? We never heard from her again.
Exactly. She won Best Supporting Actress for a movie she made in 1995 called Mighty Aphrodite, mm-hmm. and she's one of the many Oscar winners who don't work as much as maybe they'd like to or in as big projects as they did when they won the Oscar.
So who were some of the other Oscar-winning actresses who have seemed to have suffered this curse?
Well, I'm glad you said seem to, because we can discuss whether or not it's real. But there are people like, you know, Monique, who hasn't really made a significant movie that's gotten the acclaim of Precious. There are people, you know, like, there are other counterexamples like Sandra Bullock and Kate Winslet have kind of stepped away from the spotlight since winning Best Actress recently. And then there are people like Tatum O'Neill, whose careers just never really recover after winning them early in their careers. Mm.
I look at them as just one step away from a shiny spandex jumpsuit. And I'm talking here about Halle Berry. You know, she made movies like Catwoman, Charlize Theron, you know, put on one of those shiny jumpsuits for an action movie. But this isn't true for Christian Bale or Colin Firth or Denzel Washington, whose careers and salaries keep going up. Now, why the curse, especially for women?
Well, I think there are two reasons for this. One is that unlike the Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor trophy, which tend to be given to people with longer bodies of work, the Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress awards often go to younger performers. There is a real age divide between the two genders. And for that reason, coming off of an Oscar, you don't necessarily have the industry know-how or the long resume that gets you good roles, so you end up kind of sabotaging yourself. There's also the issue of there simply aren't as many good roles for women. If you're a Halle Berry and you've just won an Oscar and you look across the industry, you know, Catwoman might seem like the best bet, the best way to make money and the most visible thing you can possibly do. Mm.
Let's also consider the weepy acceptance speech effect. Here's Gwyneth Paltrow, who won for Shakespeare in Love, which Miramax intensively campaigned for back in 1998.
I would like to thank Harold Brown, Stuart Gelwarg, and Stephen Uvain. I would not have been able to play this role had I not understood love of a tremendous magnitude, and for that I thank my family, my mother, Blythe Danner, who I...
Now, funny that we all remember the ill-fitting pink dress. It seemed kind of expected, kind of rehearsed, a little false to me. Now, does an emotional speech increase the curse potential?
Well, I think Gwyneth Paltrow is a really good example because she actually presented at the Oscars the following year and apologized for her speech to the audience. But I think the damage was somewhat done. We live in a culture where it's very easy for a backlash to form against women in particular who are in the public eye, and it's so intense when you're campaigning for an Oscar. You are on every talk show, culminating in the speech. And I think for that reason, the past few Best Actress winners have wisely stepped out of the spotlight on purpose, talking about people like Natalie Portman, Meryl Streep, Kate Winslet, and Sandra Bullock, because they know that after that speech, the audience needs a little bit of a break from you. Gwyneth went on to make many movies in quick succession, and I think people were just poisoned against her.
Mm. Well, this year's field is very interesting, the oldest and the youngest. No one is even mentioning poor Naomi Watts, I guess, in this contest. And the award season shift from one-time frontrunner, Jessica Chastain, to now favorite, it seems anyway, Jennifer Lawrence. Here is just a clip of Jennifer Lawrence from the Silver Linings Playbook with Bradley Cooper, who was also nominated for an Oscar.
What meds are you on?
Me? None. I used to be on lithium and Seroquel and Abilify, but I don't take them anymore, no. They make me foggy, and they also make me bloated.
Yeah, I was on Xanax and Effexor, but I agree, it wasn't as sharp, so I stopped.
You ever take Klonopin?
Klonopin, yeah.
Right?
Jesus.
Like, is it what?
Yeah.
What day is it? How about...
Any truth to the rumored feud between Lawrence and Chastain, do you think, Daniel?
Well, I have no insight into that, unfortunately, firsthand. But I can say that I think that's just evidence, the degree to which we get tired of people who are in the public eye from November to the end of February, these actress nominees. We had to kind of construct, whether true or false, this idea of two young, beautiful, and successful actresses hating one another in order to maintain even a baseline level of interest in them from the time their movies came out till the time of the Oscars. So I think it's proof that if either one of them wins, they'd be well advised to take a little hiatus.
I find that just so disconcerting because I feel like, you know, you spoke to a blogger who said of Gwyneth Paltrow, she just had too much. She was too pretty and too thin and her career was going too well. It doesn't seem like a way we frame things for actors. So should somebody warn these young women, Jennifer Lawrence, Jessica Chastain, don't be campaigning so hard. There may be a backlash.
Right. I think the best thing that any of them could do would be to sit down and talk to someone who's done it right. The example that comes to mind here is Natalie Portman, who's slowly immersing herself back into movie making. And she could advise them, you know, campaign as hard as you want, but then allow the audience to miss you again. Because it's a little joke on Saturday Night Live has been blown so far out of proportion that I think it really shows that there could be worse stuff ahead for either of them if they win.
Mm. Meryl Streep seems to be untouched. I guess they could get advice from her as well.
Yeah, but then again, Meryl Streep did the same thing. She won last year, and she could have been nominated this year easily for her film Hope Springs, but refused to campaign in any way and didn't even show up to the Golden Globes where she was nominated.
Do you think, Daniel, if we all stop talking about the supposed curse, it might just go away?
I do think that it likely would go away, and I don't necessarily think there's anything more there than a little bit of ex post facto reasoning on some extraordinary cases. I think that Jennifer Lawrence may face a backlash, but she'll still be a multimillionaire under the age of 23, whether or not she wins or loses.
Daniel Daddario, a staff reporter for Salon's entertainment section, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And have a terrific Oscar weekend. There's a link to Daniel's article on the possible Oscar curse at wordofmouthradio.org and on our Facebook page, where you can also chime in with your own thoughts about whether the curse exists or whether we would even be talking about it if we were talking about actors instead of actresses, or add your own Oscar picks. Now coming up, New Hampshire's own Adam Sandler is in the running for a big award this weekend. We'll talk with the creator of the Razzies, the awards for the year's worst performances, when Word of Mouth continues.